The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to another Tinfoil Hat. Thanks for tuning in. On this episode, Ryan and I welcome the Queen of Conspiracies, Rachel Evans, to join us at the Comedy Store, where we discuss the mystery of how many people go missing in our national forests every year. Plus, we discuss the dark web. But that's not all. We are proud to announce the first ever Tinfoil Hat Comedy Night. That's right, Tinfoil Hat Comedy Night live at the Ice House in Pasadena, October 10th at 8 p.m. And we're going to have all your favorite comics and personalities from the Tinfoil Hat podcast. We got Eddie Bravo, Brandon Walsh, Gareth Reynolds, Vanessa Johnson, Sean Joshi, and John Toll will be live on stage doing their conspiracy theory political comedy night. And that's not all. In the smaller room, we're doing the first ever live Tinfoil Hat podcast. But that's not all. It's going to be a swap cast with the one and only Higher Side Chat, Greg Carwood. That's right. It's a Higher Side Chat Tinfoil Hat swap cast live in the small room at the Ice House, October 10th at 8 p.m. That show is $10. The comedy show is $20. And both those tickets are available at icehousecomedy.com. So come out, support your favorite conspiracy theorists. We'd love to see you there. It's going to be a very special night of conspiracy and comedy, and we'd love your support. So with that, please enjoy this fun, crazy episode of Tinfoil Hat. Take care. Enjoy.
Global controls will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mind. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Tinfoil Hat, Tinfoil Hat, Tinfoil Hat.
And welcome to Tinfoil Hat. I'm Sam Tripoli, and as always, I'm here with my partner in crime, the most off-the-grid dude you'll ever meet in your life, the one and only, the lion of conspiracies, the one and only, Ryan Davis, everybody.
We're in the basement.
We are. Where are we? We are great. Are we at ATC Studios? No, we are not. We're doing a very special nighttime podcast here deep in the belly of the beast of the Comedy Store. We're at the Comedy Store podcast studios, and we're going to do a very special episode for you guys.
Yeah, we're in a very special basement to begin with.
Joining us is a one of the, they call her the first lady of conspiracy theories. She's a pro wrestling fan. She loves the Satan. And she was one of the original guests, if not, she's the second guest ever. First one was Eddie Bravo. And the next one, you see her on her YouTube channel, Snarled, past tense. Please welcome the very lovely, the very talented, the always interesting Rachel Evans, everybody.
What an intro.
That's what we're working on. We had Greg Carwood on our podcast the other day, and we're really working on our intros.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Rachel,
what's
up?
I feel prepped.
Welcome.
I feel all lubed up, ready to talk about conspiracy.
I love you lubed.
Okay.
You know me.
Yeah.
You're always talking about you getting lubed.
Huge lube fan.
Talk to us about Snarled real quick. Tell us, our fans, where they can find you and you. Because he thinks you play video games all day. I go, she's much more than that.
I am much more than that. But I do play video games a lot of the time. Because I have another channel called Slay Tricks, which is a video game channel. But my main baby is Snarled. I talk about horror, talk about macabre stuff, talk about cryptids and conspiracies.
Now, before the show, we were talking a little bit about cryptid. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, cryptids. You know, like Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, creatures.
Oh, so that's creature shit.
Yeah, that's cryptids.
Oh.
Jersey Devil.
Jersey Devil. Oh, and yeah. Owlman?
Yeah.
Well, we got to do a whole thing on that one.
Oh, for sure.
We got to do a whole thing on that.
They're amazing. And the interesting thing about cryptids is that they're based in reality. Like, the Loch Ness Monster is essentially, like, the last dinosaur. So,
hold on. Because we might just go down a deep path on this. You think that the Loch Ness Monster is real?
Oh, I know it's real.
You know it's real.
It's not alive right now, but it was real. Yeah, for sure.
When was it alive?
Probably, like, 150, 200 years ago.
But those pictures, they're not real?
No.
Okay, so there was a Loch Ness Monster at one point.
Yeah.
It's no longer around, but it was there.
Correct.
And it was the last of the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
This sounds like a Pixar movie.
Well, welcome.
Yeah.
You can have it.
Pixar,
make all the money.
If you use our idea, we want credit.
I will kill
Loch Ness Monster, the loneliest dinosaur ever.
Aw.
Aw. And you're into conspiracies?
I am. Well, I you know, I'm into not what... I'm not into perceived truth.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you. So that's something we've talked about before, is how we're really in... It's not really a conspiracy show. It's more of spiritual skepticism of the official narrative.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That totally makes sense.
Because when you say conspiracies, people have this negative connotation that you're just a crazy person who...
Well, their plan worked. The powers that be... Took a word,
yeah.
Demonized it,
yeah.
Spread it around, uh-huh. and now the new thing is, oh, are you one of those Alex Jones guys? That's the new word.
I never get that comparison.
Well, because you're a chick. Probably.
I'm a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no crazy lady of conspiracies, are there?
I'm sure I'm it, actually. I might be it.
What is it, the Truth Chamber on YouTube or the Truth something where she narrates as a cat? She's funny as fuck.
That sounds great.
She does this story about... She does a video on Trump's time machine that is the funniest video on conspiracy ever. I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, I gotta check her out. What's her name?
I'll send you a link.
Okay, will you please?
Ryan, let's get into this a little business real quick before we keep going. Guys, your support on Instagram has been amazing. Go to Tinfoil Hat Pod on Instagram. Right, Ryan?
Yeah.
Ryan, are you quiet?
No, I'm just in it.
Okay, you're in the mode. Okay. And then we have Twitter, which is Mad Hatter 39ers. And go follow us on Twitter. And on Reddit, get into it. Get into Reddit, okay? Go to Tinfoil Hat Show on Reddit and follow us there. Guys, we have a new t-shirt about to come out. We have, what we're doing is a limited run on these. Fan art t-shirts.
Yeah, it's going to be exactly 39 prints.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
39 prints.
Get them while they're hot. Get them while they last.
Go to allcomedytshirts.com. Get on the tinfoil hat t-shirt train. You buy the shirts, and it supports the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the business. Oh, okay, and real quick, this comes out. All right, so at the end of the month, I will be at the Reno Laugh Factory at the end of September and into the first week of October. Come out and rock with me, Reno. I love Reno. I want to just go run for mayor of Reno and just basically make everything legal.
There you go.
No violence, no hurting children or women. Everything else, go for it.
And if you guys are in the Santa Monica Boulevard area at the end of the month, I will also be doing a one-man show at Studs Theater. It's called Off the Grid, On the Pole.
Dude, can we please do a show there? I don't know what the stage, if they have a stage or what kind of theater it is, but I would love to see it.
Studs Theater. Check it out.
We should do a show there. We're going to do
He is.
What date is that at? Can you give us a date on that?
Oh, it's going to be on the 32nd.
The 32nd of October or September?
Both. We're going to try to get first with September.
Super excited. Residency.
Is it going to be the first ever conspiracy musical?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a little bit of
the lizard people. They're fucking coming. They're everywhere. Lizard people.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. So much. And guys, thank you for all your support. We're working on a live show. We're talking to Harvell's in Long Beach about doing a live podcast there. Greg Carlwood's in. Maybe Rachel can make it. We know she's a late night rumbler, so she can't do the day shit. She's got a day job where she plays video games and talks about fucking monsters.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're still in talks with Stevie Weeby and the one and only... Flat Earth himself, Eddie Bravo.
Eddie Bravo to do it. So we'll see how it goes. We got a lot of great shit going on, and it's all possible because of your support. Now that that's done, let's talk about you guys were both at the same event, and you guys didn't know it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I was really bummed. I mean, learning in retrospect, I was bummed. I was very happy when I was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why don't we tell them what we're talking about? What we're talking about is Ryan and DJ Buddy. Holla at your boy. What is that sound effect? DJ Buddy.
Yeah, we went on a little adventure. It's the Women's Mass, and it was an event put on by the Satanic Temple of Los Angeles.
Help support Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, it was. It went towards women's reproductive rights and also to get all the sorts of feminine hygiene products to women on Skid Row. So they said if you brought tampons and pads, then it would be an offering to Baphomet. But really, it was an offering to women in Skid Row.
I owe Ryan an apology. I privatized the video because I didn't want it to be the first video up, because I play the Midwest, and I'm trying to get booked at these comedy clubs.
They got
to
know, though.
Yeah, but see, yeah, I agree with that. But you don't understand, some of these comedy clubs, they hired, like, food and beverage guys from, like, TJ Fridays, and they're just like, dude, I love Nickelback, man. I love Nickelback. I love NASCAR, bro. And I love barbecue, man. And that's what I'm into. So if they see a video where my friend's going to a satanic ritual, I'll be like, oh, hell no. Not my club.
Was the bloodletting in the video?
Yeah, instead of interviewing people, we just basically filmed it and let people see it.
That's the best way. Interviewing people is so boring.
Yeah.
I mean, wait,
what are we doing now? Hold on. Oh, God.
So you guys went. It was a lot of fun. So you really are a big part of are you part of the Satanic Temple?
I'm part of the Church of Satan. Just slightly different.
Oh, is this like Tupac and Biggie?
No. I support both fully. I just, if you were to ask which one I subscribe to more, it would definitely be Church of Satan.
And what is the difference?
One's a Jew, one's a Christian. It's like Church of Satan was first, obviously, founded by Anton LaVey. It's just a little bit more. If I'm going to lead somebody to learn about Satanism, yes, I will bring them to the Church of Satan, or I'll bring them to the Church of Satan page, because it's a lot more fact-based. I love the Satanic Temple because they've brought it to people that wouldn't have joined otherwise and still have the same messaging, but just a little
bit. It's on brand.
It's just a little bit more focused on, like, you know, the culture of it.
Okay. Yeah. I respect
that. Yeah, Lucian Greaves doesn't ever stray away from that. It was designed as a way to create political
discussion.
Kind of, yeah, as a way to basically...
muck up the waters.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, Satanic Temple is not... Like, the Church of Satan... When you're talking about Satanism, that's the Church of Satan. The Satanic Temple is an organization. It's a group.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
And what better place to talk about Satan than inside this basement that we're in, which in the 80s... was known that it was a spot where basically a lot of weirdness went down in here. And that was just in the 80s. There was a lot of, you know, the crazy shit that was happening.
Yeah. Oh, this is a famous place. It's like this place used to be. It's so amazing how, like, it's so, like, somewhat corporate now. Like, it's so jumping. It's packed with everybody. I just got told today, it is the number one ticket selling comedy club on the planet. Nobody sells more tickets to shows than the Comedy Store. Okay, so it's this amazing place, but it used to be so dark. And in particular, this basement. Now, when I got picked up here in the early 2000s, nobody ever went downstairs because everybody thought it was like this crazy. Like, it was literally the gateway to hell. That's what everybody thought. Now, that might be good for you, but for everybody else, Satan wasn't in back then.
No, I get scared easily.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. You're into Satanism and you get scared easy?
Satanism is not scary. It's boring. It's super boring. I get scared really easily.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I like being scared, though.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
That's why girls love going to horror films.
Yeah.
They just love to be scared. And you know what else they love? Murder.
Yeah. True.
Right? We were just talking about that today. Like, you ever watch, like, the first 48? You ever watch the commercials are all Tampax commercials. Mm-hmm. did little Buddy Johnson kill it? We'll be right back in the first 48. Tampax, I bleed once a month. It's just like every commercial's like that.
Well, we're used to blood.
Yeah, it's very true.
And before it was the Comedy Store, it was Ciro's nightclub.
Yes, it was Ciro's nightclub. It was a mafia-ran nightclub. And it's a very famous, like, if you ever get the tour, by the way, back in the day when a comic would go, hey, Can I give you a tour to a lady?
That's happened to me so many times.
Yeah, that's like you're about to get a dick down.
I always say yes, and then they corner me, and I'm like, what's happening?
Yes,
I didn't
that
know.
That is code for who wants a dick
down.
Oh,
my God. But one time somebody
was
like,
hold on. How many times have you gotten a tour?
Three.
You know the place, so you know what's happening.
Well, I'm not going to say no. That's rude.
You're like the chick in every porno that just gets surprised by dick. And it's at the end of the day, like, what?
I don't know that I'm going to have sex until I'm having sex. I have no idea.
That seems like a really blurry legal area.
Well, I'm the one to try it. So, whoa, that's bad. You can't say that. Yeah. You can't say that, Rachel.
Yeah, God. You can, Rachel.
Three tours, but there's only four store horsemen. So I'm guessing Tony was probably the one.
No.
Chris
Tony
Blackburn. Not Blackburn. He's definitely one of them. Chris Burns. Not Chris Blackburn, but Chris Burns. And then who's the other one? Who's this? Oh, Joth Martin, did he take you for a...
No.
Can I tell you around the comedy tour? Let me tell... Hey, here's my little emo dick. Fuck it.
No. Jesus. No.
I can see you
those
showing him a tour
so
and making him
sweet.
Go down on you. Just suck it. Eat it.
Me?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
You're not a dominant? You wouldn't be dominant with a little emo guy?
I never have been, but I guess, you know...
With Josh Martin, you'd make yeah. you'd strap it on and make
I mean,
him take
you gotta
it.
Do what you gotta do.
You want it. You want... So... This is a famous place. So one of the famous areas that you you go through, if they give you a little tour, is up to the sound booth. Now, there's a stairwell through the back main room where you go up through the stairwell up to the sound booth. That is a famous place where they supposedly shot people.
You turn around. You're on the staircase, and then you turn around, and you're like, you see that wall? That's where the brains were. I remember.
Oh, is that your
from the tour?
Tour?
No, that was the tour I was given.
See that wall right there?
So
that's where the brains are. No. Now you're going to fuck my dick or what?
Set the mood.
Wow, I'm wooed.
So, it's a very famous area that you walk up. And they shot you through the stairs.
Yeah.
And there's actually a little hole. It seems a little more convenient. It almost looks like a glory hole, almost.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm going to shoot you through this, or you can put your dick through it and we'll get weird, you know. Okay, we're messing with the sound right now. So it's a very famous mobster place, which is a great story because Sammy Davis Jr. used to perform here all the time, and he's a very famous Satanist.
I didn't know that.
Sammy Davis Jr. totally loves Satan.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, baby. I love Satan. That was totally it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
If you listen to one of my favorite, when he had, what's his name on from the Satanic Temple?
Lucian.
Yeah.
Lucian. They had Lucian on. Duncan did this whole thing where he's like, who is this? Who's the Satanist? He had George Bush. Who was the other one?
Dick Cheney.
And he had Sammy Davis Jr. You're like, oh, it's got to be Dick Cheney. No, it was Sammy Davis Jr.
Wow, that's nuts.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I have actually seen ghosts at this place.
No. Sam, I'm scared now.
Where we are right now, before it was Ciro's, it was a hangout and for mobster Mickey Cohen. And this basement is where not only did he chop up bodies, literally where we're at, this is also an illegal abortion clinic.
Oh, that was the upstairs.
The belly room?
That's the why they call it the belly room.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So people hear little babies crying all the time.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Sam Kennison's cocaine connection were a bunch of Satanists, and they supposedly summoned an entity down here.
No,
well, you would, if you knew anything about Satanism, then you would know that there's no such thing as summoning in Satanism because you'd have to believe in a higher power in order to summon something. So they're wrong.
Well, hold
they're
on.
Not Satanists.
Maybe there's some dark arts.
Well, but there's no such thing in Satanism. The whole idea of Satanism, it used to be called atheism. Now it's itheism. It's a self-centered religion. It
right.
means that there's no higher power. There's nothing to summon. So what are you doing? You're just saying, you're just chanting. Like
there you go.
Idiot.
Maybe you're just chanting.
Sometimes it's fun to chant. Like, I practice chaos magic. Like, you know, like, I do things that are esoteric.
Can you explain to me chaos magic? Because we had one guy from Australia on, and we were asking what chaos magic was, and he didn't really say what it was.
Well, we didn't necessarily
well,
ask.
Really
we kind of, there was so much, we had Gordon White on.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know who Gordon White is?
No.
Oh, shit.
Who's Gordon White?
He's a chaos magician, but we basically just, we moved through to talk about other things, and we'll have him on again.
Yeah. He was great. We loved him. But I what is chaos magic?
I understand it's a very, very hard thing to explain, especially like you can study. I've studied it for 2 years, and I still kind of have no idea what I'm doing. It's basically just like the power of intention.
What kind of belt would you say you have chaos magic?
Yellow.
White belt?
I'm a yellow belt.
You're
I'm
just yellow?
Yeah. I'm a yellow belt. But it's just the power of intention and like releasing energy. So basically the idea of Satanism is that like it's the connection of soul and flesh, whereas other religions is the disconnection of soul and flesh. Your soul belongs elsewhere. So your flesh is constantly working towards your soul.
Okay.
But in Satanism or in chaos magic too, your soul and your flesh are combined.
Ah.
So you have the power of your own flesh and you have the power of your own universe, which means that you can tap into yourself whenever you want. So you create sigils. Like something I do is I create sigils to help manifest intention.
Okay.
So, like, it's basically just whatever you want, you can have it, as long as you think you have it.
Okay. I like that.
You're the master of your own universe.
It sounds like a very, very, very fun fortune cookie right there.
It's your
whatever
own.
Whatever you want,
write
you can
it.
Have.
You write your own fortune cookie.
I love that.
There are different ways to expel energy. There's masturbation sigils. There's blood
sigils. Oh, yeah, you were telling us about that on the last time you were on. Like, you can just, like... Yeah. Beat off the spirits away?
Well, one's the greatest expel... I don't know what word I'm supposed to use, but the greatest moment of expulsion of energy is in coming. Like, it's an orgasm. So that would make sense that if you would create a sigil and then set your intention during that moment, you're releasing the most of yourself.
Okay.
It's like zero inhibition... Completely like a raw moment of soul and flesh.
It's when you're
combined.
One with nature.
It's when you're one with yourself.
Oh.
You
like
are
that.
Nature.
Yes.
Yeah, Baphomet. You're nature. You're God, you're nature, you're Satan, you're everything.
I respect that. Yeah. I totally respect that. Yeah. So chaos magic is pretty amazing. And you know, basically this place had very dark energy for a very long time. And I don't know what happened. They got rid of Tommy, and I guess the spirits went away. And now it's this loving place.
Who's Tommy?
Tommy is the guy who used to book this place that, like, had such bad energy. And, like, nobody wanted to be here. And, I mean, now it's, like, it's insanity.
Well, there's few places like this building on the Strip or generally in L.A. where it's only alive at night. And it's just dead in the daytime.
Do you know that they might start extending happy hour, last call in California till 4 in the morning?
Hell yeah.
Can you believe that?
Hell yeah.
You
like
kids
that.
Have it made.
Yeah.
You guys have everything.
Yeah.
You have porn on your phone, you have legalized weed, and now you're going to be able to go till 4 in the morning drinking.
Yeah.
There's nothing left for you guys to fight for. That's why you guys are so angry at jokes.
No, I'm complacent. I'm very complacent.
Are you happy?
Oh, yeah. I'm happy all the time.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. This is great. So let's get into it. Let's get into what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, this was a topic that was sent in to us. It's a lot of the time me and Sam decide what we're going to talk about, but we decided to go ahead and get into the grab bag. And this is basically about the unexplained disappearances in the national parks. The United States National Park System is more than 84 million acres of woods, deserts, and other wilderness. So it's no surprise that people go missing, and every year they go missing. Last year alone, 1,600 people went missing.
Dude, that number is insane to me.
Yeah.
1,600 people.
I always look at, like, the Great Western Forum holds 18,000 people. So, like, 18,000 people went to a show that night, and then 1,600 didn't come home.
That's crazy to me. That number's crazy to me. The sound has gotten weird too. Is it me or has the sound gotten weird? It's gotten a little weird. But anyways, let's say if I said 1,600 people were going to get eaten by sharks at the beach, would anyone still be going to the beach?
No.
Right?
Wait, and this is just woods specific.
This is the entire national park system.
Wow.
So in the entire U.S., and it's crazy, I was talking to someone in Britain, they're like, your country is so beautiful. And I was like thinking about it, I was like, damn, it really is. I mean, we have so much wilderness here.
How often do you get out of L.A.?
I'm pretty far east, so I get to get into some weirdness. That's why I don't like scary movies, because the moment I watch a scary movie...
Because they're too real.
Yeah.
Right? And you're like, okay, this could be my neighbors.
What's funny is that Sam knows me probably as much as our listeners know me. But what you might not know is I'm an Eagle Scout.
What?
Yeah. I'm the highest rank of a Boy Scout, so I definitely have been in the wilderness a lot.
Oh,
hold
my God.
On. I did not know that about you.
You're an Eagle Scout?
That is so cool.
Me, cool. Harrison Ford, who's the guy that supposedly walked on the moon?
Armstrong? No, is it Neil Armstrong?
One of those guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa, I didn't know that. You made me feel like a bad friend.
Well, you should ask him some questions. Sometime.
We should. We should have Get to Know Off the Grid one episode.
I know your dog's name. That's like pretty close.
What's your dog's name?
Pollyanna. Oh.
Pollywawa.
That's cute.
It is cute.
That's cute.
Because it's all about eternal optimism.
That's really sweet.
So I didn't know you were Eagle Scout. That is crazy.
I got kicked out of the Brownies, which is the one before the Girl Scouts. Yeah, they told me to make brownies. I brought sushi. And they're like, where are your brownies? And I was like, everybody brought brownies. Hey, we're going to need an aperitif.
Yeah. Well, when Great Town comes out, the Confederacy of Dunces will rise against them. And that's what happened. You were a fucking maverick in the way you thought. And they're like, we got to beat her down. She doesn't want to bake good. She's fucking out.
Yeah. And my mom was like, fuck this. Chaos reigns.
Yeah.
Get this little girl out of here.
Yeah. I respect the fuck out of that.
Yeah, my mom.
I respect the fuck out of that. I can't believe you just blew my mind.
Well, here's the other side of it.
You can make so many knots.
Oh, yeah, I definitely can.
Let's
can make
see,
a
what's your favorite
fist.
Knot?
A monkey's fist.
Could you braid my hair?
I probably could. I'm going to start braiding my own hair soon. So.
Oh, dude, you got to cornrow that shit.
I've had it done
to you. You got to cornrow that shit.
Yeah, no, she's shaking her head correctly.
Don't do it.
Why?
Oh, my God, do you want him to die?
Yeah.
Like, what? Why? Why would he?
Why would he die from that?
I can't, if not from being beat up, just from like...
Nobody beats up ginger gangsters. I don't know if you remember that.
I think that's true. I think you might be
Nobody
right.
Nobody fucks with fucking ginger gangsters.
And here's the last little information about me. I was kicked out of the D.A.R.E. program.
Why?
Why?
You know when like the cop comes in and has the suitcase showing all the drugs? I thought that it would be... everyone was asking him questions, I can just like sneakily walk out. And they're like, where are you going with that? I'm like, hey.
So were you trying to steal the drugs from the drug cop? And he was, oh, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. So you were.
Caught
that is
red.
So funny, dude. So, well, like, now as you were going out, did you make the cartoon like
totally
just tiptoeing out the door? So
I kind of blame them. They made me whenever they'd have the D.A.R.E. meetings, I would have to wait outside. And like I looked on that later on in life, I'm like, no wonder why I became a fucked
that
up
is
person.
So funny, dude. You tried to steal drugs from the drug cop who was giving a seminar on why you shouldn't do drugs.
Yeah, it was crazy. None of that shit could have been real because it was like a heroin needle, like crack cocaine.
No.
I was like, God damn.
Like,
how
old
you
just
were
went
you?
Up there and
seventh
grabbed
grade.
It.
You're you were like, in seventh grade?
Yeah. When you were just, oh, dude. I used to be back in the day.
Sixth grade, actually.
I used
what?
To be.
Yeah.
That young?
Dude, I used to jack shit way back in the day. Way back in the day,
I know,
man.
But like drugs?
No, I wasn't jacking drugs, but I was stealing porn from 7-Elevens at a very early age and then selling them to kids at school.
Oh, that's dope.
You know, or I was giving up, like, you know, I'm funny because I had to survive being funny. Like, that's how it was a survival mechanism. So, you know, I would have these guys want to beat me up, so I'd either make them laugh, but then I learned I could bribe these bigger guys with candy and porn and have them beat the shit out of these guys threatening to beat me up. So I just ran a racket. Oh
my God, I was such a good kid.
Were you?
Yeah. Until I turned like 16. I never drank. I never did drugs. I just snuck out of the house and boned. I got a job. Well, I decided when I was 14, I was like, I'm going to lose my virginity when I'm 16 so I can just bone up.
I'm just gonna bone up.
Yeah, I got my period when I was 9. I'd been a woman forever.
Yeah,
I'd been a woman
what
for
do you
a
think
long
that's about?
Time. I don't know. I have no idea.
Were you telling me that? Like,
my buddy's daughter got it at 9, too. I think it's what the hormones in the food,
yeah,
the meat.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. But
that's why everyone's got D cups and every guy's 6'5 now.
But I was, yeah, I was a, I had tits, like, yeah, going into the fourth
grade.
We're
just creating super fuck warriors.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Just like you're the fucking or you're fighting. Either way, not focusing on what's happening. You got hard-ons and fists. That's all we got.
I also stumbled upon House of a Thousand Corpses way too early in my childhood. And I saw, oh my God, I saw that was the first thing I ever masturbated to. I saw, oh my God, I can't believe I'm remembering this now. I saw that scene of, I know, I can't believe I'm saying this either. I saw that scene of Captain Spaulding.
Yeah.
Having that dream where he's having sex with this blonde chick, and Captain Spaulding's like disgusting. You know, he's just a gross, disgusting clown. And I was like, that's hot. And so I just spent my, like,
is that why you get tours by disgusting comics at the comedy store?
Okay, no. Comics are very different than Captain Spaulding. He's, you know, he's Captain Spaulding.
Yeah,
he's,
I respect that. Yeah,
he has makeup.
No, he has makeup on. But yeah, so I just spent, you know, my teenage years chasing that dream.
Oh, that's okay. Back to the forest.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Back to the forest.
Well,
we can listen to you talk about whatever you want to masturbate to.
No,
that's its own podcast.
No, that's fine. They know enough.
I mean, it kind of ties it in. It's where most of us found porn was in the forest.
Yeah, dude, that's so funny because that's totally true. Like,
what does that mean?
I grew up in upstate New York, and you would just, it was like, it was very hick area. And you would end up like being, like, we didn't have everything that, like, people in LA, they grow up and there's like, yeah, at 16 you can go to a million venues and watch your favorite band and all this stuff. We didn't have that. We had to find stuff to do. And one of the things we do, we go in the forest and party.
Yeah, no, I know so many guys, and I've heard comedians talk about it, but just guys in general talk about the first porn they'd find was like a magazine stashed under a log, or just like pieces of it too. So it was very like creepy. You're like, you'd have to piece together different bodies and be like, all right, I got a head here, I got some legs. So,
dude, I used to, like, back in my day, I used to like just steal pornography from fucking places to watch it. And then my poor mom, I had so much porn under my bed looked pregnant. I swear to God, my mom must have been like, what have I raised this jerk off monster? But it was just like, it literally, my bed was like, boop. It's just like, I thought it was just nothing but black tits. I just had a fetish for black tits very early on. And there was only one black family in my whole town, and it was the Handy Sisters, and they were so fucking hot. They were so fucking hot. And yeah, so yeah, we did weird shit in the forest.
Well, since we're all getting on the table, the first pornography I ever remember seeing was Madonna's Truth or Dare video.
Oh.
Oh,
and
wow.
Like, I'm like, that's why does that chick have all, so it was just like, it was all mixed up. Talk about like getting your, I was like, why am I getting an erection? Is that a tranny? Oh, what the?
Yeah, dude.
We all got our wires crossed at a really young age.
Well,
I
that's
think.
There's this whole theory like that is the whole point of pornography. And in particular, all these porn websites is just to make you go down this deep, deep, dark. You're like, oh, I'm jerking off to this. And like 3 hours later, you're like, oh, why is that chick got a dick?
All of a sudden, you're like,
oh, I'm all just splooge all over myself, right? You're like, what am I doing?
That's the worst when you're like, you're clicking through and then you accidentally come to something disgusting. And you're like, no, I don't want this.
Yeah,
you're like on E-Fucked on accident. And you're like, no, God.
Yeah, we were just talking about, I've watched women get humped by dogs and I'm just, it's not hot. I'm just like, man, if she'll let her, if she'll let that dog do that to her, that's what she'll let me do.
Yeah, that's where I draw the line.
What?
Bestiality. Don't want to look at it. I mean, unless, you know.
You said you do an episode.
I said I would.
You said you do an episode on it.
I will.
Have you seen
talk about chicks getting humped by dogs.
I will.
That's just one episode off podcast.
Have you seen the Mr. Hands video?
Oh,
what's that?
I have seen it, yeah.
What is it?
Mr. Hands is the name of a horse.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And this guy, like, makes.
Oh, no, it gets.
He dies. He gets fucked to death.
Now, here's the craziest thing. Who uploads that video? Who does that?
Well, I've seen videos because of my show that I do on Snarled. I have the dark web. Like, I have the deep web, so I search that sometimes, and I know it's spooky, scary.
You go on the dark web?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I've always wanted to just see what that was like.
Sure, yeah, I can show you. It's super easy. It's very easy. But yeah, no, I've seen some terrible shit. I've seen somebody's nose getting eaten off. I've seen somebody be decapitated and then they fuck his torso.
Ugh.
Yeah, I've seen
that. He was alive?
Well, not when he got decapitated. It was
hard
for him to stay
alive. Hold on, he was alive before?
So the story is of Luca Magnotta, who is a Canadian serial killer. No, not serial killer,
just
killer.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to hear that shit. That shit gets, I don't ever want to look at that crazy ass shit.
Well, you don't want to, but I was doing a video about fame killers, and he killed for fame on Facebook Live.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What kind of world have we fucking, dude, this sound is it me or is the sound just going all over the place? All over the place. This is great.
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, that's fine. So let's get back into this forest. And all the weird shit going on and people disappearing.
So, yeah, over 1,600 last year. That's in 2016.
That number is insane to me.
Yeah. And so the person that's spearheading the campaign to try to look into this, his name is David Paledes. Mm. He's a retired police officer from San Jose, I believe. And he's written a book on it, and it's called Missing 411. And so from these cases, they've now made a documentary that's available on YouTube, and it's catching fire. So you should definitely check it out. It's called Missing 411. It's a lot of unusual cases, which baffles relatives and the authorities. It's crazy. You really should check it out. And we actually have... We have a trailer from it. Well, you won't be able to see it, but you'll be able to hear it.
Let's hear it. Let's hear a little piece of it.
According to state police, there are 41 missing children.
At least they have an idea of where he was last seen.
Follows them for a point, but then turns around and goes back.
There's no clothing, there's no blood, there's nothing there.
Makes any sense to this case whatsoever. It's something other.
I called every name I could. And I listened.
I wanted the media to be on my son, not on me.
Why are they acting this way? Are they concerned?
Why that guy sounds super gay right there?
Who thinks you're a murderer? We need to find your son.
And here was this little toddler with absolutely no clothes on at all.
Across my desk, that's an exact match for what we've talked about.
We're talking about a worldwide collective of information.
Everybody wants an answer. Hopefully someday we'll come up with one.
There's just too many questions that don't have answers.
Wow. It's so creepy that some shit is going down in the forest. I'm amazed that anyone goes to the forest. Like, all my friends did shrooms out in Joshua Tree.
I did that.
Right?
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, but people are getting kidnapped from the forest.
Not in Joshua Tree.
Oh, no, he's doing that in Joshua Tree?
No.
Why? It's just... what area of the forest is kidnapped forest?
Upstate New York.
Okay, I respect that. That's my whole tribe. That's my whole crew.
Well, then you must know about Cropsey.
No, what is that?
Well, here's the thing. It's not surprising to me that there's that many disappearances in forests because there's the story of Cropsey, who's this, he was this mentally ill man who grew up in upstate New York, and he was sent away to this horrible, like just horrifying mental institution in the middle of the forest. And he was the janitor there. And he thought, because he was mentally ill, he thought that he was... saving the children of the mental institution because the conditions Geraldo Rivera did an expose on the mental institution because the kids were being stockpiled in rooms, not fed, not bathed, disgusting conditions, shit all over the walls.
Oh.
And so Cropsey thought that he was saving these, this is in the 80s or something,
yeah,
thought that he was saving these children by taking them into the tunnels under the forest, fucking them and killing them. He's like, I'm saving them. And then he would get a bunch of other mentally disabled people to join him to fuck these kids and then kill them. So there's a huge history of children specifically disappearing in forests because of these communities. There are these like vagabond, there's also things called yeggs, which are travelers who used to travel by train like in the 1800s, and now they're just kind of like vagabonds, and they adopt runaway children as their like squires kind of, and then they fuck them, they use them, and then they kill them.
Oh, that's so, I feel so bad for, I mean, just what a hard life to come into.
Oh yeah.
That's why I never like, you know, when I see someone on the streets and they're just like, they're like, hey, you got a quarter, you got a nickel, you got a dollar. I give them money because you don't know where they came from. And some people, for every Tiffany Haddish and Jamar Neighbors there is, there's a lot of stories of children lost in the system that never had a chance.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, I mean, just those stories like that just make me so sad, man.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you see that happening in the, like this with the forest, just children getting kidnapped. Why would you ever bring your kids to the forest?
Well, I mean, if you live in the forest.
How about move?
Yeah, you should move for sure.
Get the fuck out of the forest. Nothing good happens in the forest.
I know. It's like they haven't seen Last Cabin on the Left.
Nothing good. I'm from an area where there's nothing but
Last House on the Left. There it is.
There's nothing but like cow farms and meth labs. That's all happens in upstate anymore. And apparently children getting fucked in tunnels.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Bunch of children getting fucked in tunnels.
Oh my god. Okay, so go on, Brian. I mean Ryan.
And what's really disturbing is the NPS, the National Parks Services, does not keep track of these missing people. They don't keep any sort of
Of course they don't.
They don't write down the dates.
Of course. That's like the Pentagon, like keeping an accurate book fucking keeping and they're it doesn't make any sense. They're never gonna keep up. Hey, give me your receipts for all the missiles and all the fucking evil shit that we're fucking doing. No, of course they're not gonna do that.
Because they call them all runaways.
Yeah.
I mean, if a kid is missing and they're over the age of 12, they assume that they've run away.
Yeah.
And then they stop caring about them.
Yeah. It just makes no sense whatsoever. Of course they would never keep those numbers. That's like also like cop killings. It wasn't up until like 2 years ago there was a national database on how many people were killed by cops. Nobody kept those numbers.
Crazy.
It wasn't up until we got iPhones where we record and everyone's like, hold on, there's a real issue with this. And someone started looking it up and they're like, oh, there's no national database on this shit. So of course the force would never keep the number of children disappearing. Accurate or even keep up those numbers.
It's even beyond children, even though they do go missing. It's inexperienced hikers, but it's even those that are real used to the outdoors. These are people that are healthy.
Would you say Eagle Scouts?
Oh yeah. My God.
There's probably Eagle Scouts that got missing, but not me. Not me.
Not yet.
Ryan, when the shit hits the fan, I want to be hanging with you, buddy.
Same.
You have no idea. My favorite merit badge was the Wilderness Survival Merit Badge.
Oh, what is it? Talk about
Dude,
that.
Dude, this is crazy. So at sunrise, they gave you a heading on your compass, and you had to walk until just around half day when the sun was, you know, overhead.
Yeah.
And then that's where you made your camp, and you spent the night by yourself. And then you came back.
What's that? Some Navy? Dude, they're doing like Navy SEAL shit?
That's fucked up.
Where they just drop you in the middle and be like, get home, hope it works out?
Well, the Boy Scouts of America was made by Baden Powell. And he was a British gentleman who researched and was fascinated by the Native Americans. So the Boy Scouts came out of like Native American practices. There's even a secret. I'm a part of a lifelong, once you're in this order, it's called the Order of the Arrow.
Really?
Sounds to be, Masonic.
Are you should be talking about this. Will they get mad at you?
No, there's only three ranks and I'm the first rank and you could continue to go through it. But I mean, ever since the 90s when the Boy Scouts were like anti-gay, I kind of, you know, I was already out. But if I had a kid, which I don't, and if I do, don't come find me.
You had the best line ever on the podcast, which was, I think people who don't have kids should get to use the carpool lane.
Oh, yeah. The non-breeder lane?
Yeah.
On the 100%.
100%.
For your great sacrifice you made to the world.
Hey,
absolutely.
I didn't bring any children into this fucking shithole. Let me get through traffic.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, there's no lack of speculations who's behind this because Pallades rules out any kind of foul play. He doesn't think it's serial killers. He doesn't think it's accidental drowning or like serial killers, suicides. It's just people just go missing. How many animals can eat people? Not 1,600 are getting chowed on across the nation.
Hmm. That number, every time you say it, it blows my mind.
And
that
it's was just last across year. America.
That was just 1 year.
I'd be curious to see why they were in the forest or like why they were near the forest. Like, I want to know what led up to their disappearance.
Well, what is your theory on this? I asked you this before we started. Like, what is your take on this?
I think there's two realms. There's earthly and there's supernatural, mm-hmm. like everything. I was trying to find the information where these disappearances were, if they're anywhere near like military bases or people getting yoinked up to be used as like test labs, you know. But really, who knows? Because one of the more interesting ones I read about was a hunter in Montana.
Yeah.
And it was during snow season.
Yeah.
he doesn't come back to camp, and they find his boots. And so they're like, that's weird. They just found his boots out there. And then when the springtime came, the snow melted, about 30 miles away, they found his camel pack and his bow. And so you're telling me that he made 30 miles through like deep snow without boots? And
that's,
this is like
crazy.
This is one of the things that they find a lot, because they do find bodies out there. And when they do find bodies, it doesn't appear that they've been eaten by animals. They just have died of exposure.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them are missing their shoes and socks.
That's aliens.
there's the other idea.
Well, what was it? You were telling me a story before this about this sheriff had gone back and forth with dogs, and they were nothing. Then tell me the story.
Well, we actually have a little clip. So this is from Missing 411, and I kind of want to lead people towards it. Maybe thinking down the road, if we get enough heat from our fans to hit up David Pallades, it would be interesting.
What is his Twitter?
We'll find him. We'll get it.
That's not his real last name.
I'm not. Paulides.
Okay, because Pallades is...
Like the star system. Yeah, I'm mispronouncing it. But that's what we do on Tinfoil Hat.
Yeah, we're allowed to. We're not perfect.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know who he is. You're the best. You could be right.
You're the best. Play it.
When you look at some of these cases, you have to consider possibilities with which we are really uncomfortable. You know, as a rational society, we're uncomfortable thinking about what else could be out there. But some of these situations are so unusual, you have to think beyond the bounds of what's normal. What's a normal explanation for this?
I think one of the most impressive was a search in South Dakota. It was for a little toddler that had wandered away, and this was, I forget, it was January, February. It was cold weather, and we could not get any clues on the little toddler at all. It'd been like 3 days, so we knew it was probably not going to be a good result. Anyway, we were, make a long story short, coming through some willows, and it was all foggy, and the dogs were alerting, but we could not come to any, you know, conclusion. And all of a sudden, my dog turned around and just let out a real startled howl, you know, just it was scared. And we turned around, and here was this little toddler walking out of the fog with just absolutely no clothes on at all.
Oh my God.
And it scared all of us. I mean, the other handler and I both went, whoa, you know, just startled us too. And just like the little thing appeared out of nowhere, out of the mist. We suspect, because of just the way, you know, dirty and everything, that probably she had been with an animal, had curled up with a coyote, or we don't know for sure. And we'll never know.
What?
That's what brings us into the next part. A lot of these, there's the stories of bears taking children and feeding them and caring for them. But then what's really interesting...
Like Mowgli from the Jungle Book?
You know, Mowgli means frog.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because he was all dangly and like gangly like a frog.
That's cute. I hate frogs.
Interesting.
You don't like frogs?
I hate frogs.
Why? Is it because the whole the Donald Trump thing now?
No, not that. Not the meme. Not Pepe the Frog. No, just growing up in Texas, there are frogs everywhere and they'll attack you.
And they're big, nasty frogs.
Big,
too.
Nasty frogs, yeah.
Like bull, like what
and
are
they
call bullfrogs?
Well, no, I guess those are toads, but they mess up your dogs because they lick them and they get all fucked up.
Oh, like they're
doing
shrooms and
shit,
right?
Yeah.
That's so funny, dude.
So I guess I have to hate Mowgli now.
Aw. Go on with what you're saying.
Baloo was cool, though, man.
Baloo was super cool.
What's weird is that the Native Americans, they have stories of creatures in the woods that would nab up children and women. And the Native Americans believed in these, whether they called them Sasquatch or Bigfoot. It's something that's reoccurring in their stories. And I don't know.
It's crazy, right? I mean, you're into Bigfoot.
Yeah, I like cryptids, yeah.
So do you think Bigfoot exists?
Why not?
So when you say you're into it,
it means I like to study them.
And in your studies, does he exist? Or is it more like a folklore? Well, is it more like
here's
a,
where it gets complicated. Here's okay. where it gets complicated. I do believe in multidimensionality. So I believe in multiple dimensions. I believe in multiple. I believe that time is a flat circle, like Matthew McConaughey said. It's everything is happening all at once.
Yes.
And so
who was I talking to? That was something I was talking about. Yeah, dude. Like there is no time.
There's no such thing as time. Everything that is happening or is going to happen or has happened is happening right now.
Yes.
So to believe in multidimensionality means that there's alternate realities. And in alternate realities, why can't there be a Sasquatch? Why can't there be a
well, that's
name
the
your
whole
cryptid here?
Thing behind what's the famous show on Netflix right now?
Stranger Things.
Yeah. That's the whole.
But that's based
thing.
On MK Ultra. That's not based on like this amazing screenwriter. Like of course they're amazing, but like it's based on reality. MK Ultra is real. Like they
of course
these things are real. So it doesn't to me. It doesn't make sense. Like if we made up time, then who am I to say that this is the only time that exists? I mean,
yeah,
we,
and then that gets into simulation
time.
Theory.
Yeah.
And that's a huge, you know what I've learned from this podcast? Not just this episode, but like everything we've done. Dude, there's so much insane shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't know what's really happening. My mind is so open to like, dude, there's so much stuff going on all at one time. And like nobody really knows what's going on. It's just chaos. Chaos.
I'm with you on that. One of the more historical bases of Sasquatch or Bigfoot is the story when Lewis and Clark made their way west. They get to Washington, I believe, and they had Sacagawea with them to interpret with the natives. And they wanted to go out on one of the islands that have like redwoods on it. Have you ever seen it? They're really like picturesque. They're like, we want to go there. And then the natives just shook their head like, nah. And then they talked to Sacagawea. She's like, they don't go there. That's the land of the giants.
Mm.
Dude, there's so much going on. Aliens, Bigfoot, you know, interdimensional shit. It's so crazy. But back to the forest.
But that's manifestation. If you can think it, then it is. So like that's, you know, we should all believe in all the things that we can make up, because if you're able to make it up, then it's probably real.
Yeah.
It's probably that's able to be
100%
manifested.
100% true.
Yeah.
100% true. It's crazy. This podcast has opened my mind to so much shit.
But that also means that these people who are in the forest could be going into a time loop. Like if you're open to these possibilities, then somebody, obviously that's far-fetched. I understand this. But if somebody walks into the forest and trips into another dimension, or like finds a Bigfoot and then is brought into that dimension, like to me that's possible. Because anything is possible.
Or you opened the dimension and Bigfoot came through.
Trading places.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
So you're going to go into the forest anytime soon, Sam?
No! Never! And I come from forest people. Mm-mm. You know, upstate New York. Dude, no. Stay out of the forest. I do a joke about it. Everybody acts like zoos are so horrible. Like zoos, yeah, they treat animals pretty bad. But you know who treats animals worse than zoos? Mother Nature. What's the crime rate in the forest? What's the murder rate in the jungle? 100%.
My God, I used to go camping on the border in Terralingua, and we used to have to climb up the trees to hide from the javelinas.
Yes.
So yeah, no, I don't fuck with forest.
Yeah, stay. There's a reason. And Rogan had a whole thing. There's a reason we have this. We built it. It's like we left there to get to here.
I also feel that way about the ocean, though.
Yeah, I don't fuck with the ocean either.
Don't fuck with the ocean. We know less about the ocean. We know less about the ocean than we do about space.
Yeah, there's some dark shit going on deep in the ocean.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got. Did we get to where you wanted to do this whole episode?
Yeah, we went literally full circle.
We just went craziness. Why don't you get all the stuff from all the fans, and we'll talk about the fan stuff real quick before we end the show.
Fan stuff.
Whoa! What are you doing there? Hold on. Are you not? Are you trying not to be on camera?
No, I was trying to not block you.
Oh, okay. Okay, I respect that.
So let them know. So yeah, you guys have been sending us some pretty awesome stuff, and most recently we got some cookies.
Oh no, you read all this. All
right. So this cookie is from the Cookie Guy. So if you go on Instagram, go to Cookies BYAL. And there's also a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/cookiesbyal. Search Al's Cookies Creations. They're amazing. We've got like turmeric orange. I had one that was German chocolate espresso. They're delicious. We're going to go ahead and pass them out to a couple of the comedians upstairs. Keep it coming in. If you guys want to send us stuff, 8433 Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90069.
Oh, yeah. Can we talk about the one thing that some iPhone you got that somebody sent us?
We'll talk about the next episode.
Okay. You want
to say something extra episode. Special sent to us.
Okay.
What?
Oh, yeah. No worries. But besides that, man, keep all the comments coming in. Any emails for future episodes at tinfoilhatpod@gmail.com. Spread the word. We're trying to grow the Instagram so we can go viral. And please check out Rachel's.
Rachel, you are awesome as always.
Sorry for being gross.
No, you're great. I love it. This is what this whole show's about. Get as weird as possible, man. Mm. Weirder the better. That's what I say. We love you very much. We want you to come on as much as possible. Would you like to go with some cookies?
Yeah.
Okay. Let her pick her what cookies she wants.
So October's coming up, and we're going to get into some weirdness. So if you guys have any suggestions for some type of creepy episodes, some creepy topics, let us know. But we're definitely going to have Rachel back sooner than later.
We should do a ritual for Halloween.
There we go. We're going to do it.
I'm in. Well, guys, this has been a great podcast. Thank you guys all for tuning in. Thank you again, Rachel, for coming on. And we'll see you next episode. Bye, everybody.